How Global Fintech Shifts Are Reshaping Sole Proprietor Finance. Legacy Wealth Builders Podcast Script. Hook. What if your biggest competitor isn't another financial advisor? It's a WhatsApp chatbot built by 320-somethings in Lagos. Because right now, the infrastructure of money is being completely rebuilt. And if you're a sole proprietor in financial services, the window to adapt isn't years away. It might already be closing. Context. Here's what's happening right now. Global fintech is moving faster than most U.S. solo business owners realize. A Nigerian startup just launched conversational banking inside WhatsApp. Japan is signaling its first Bitcoin ETF could arrive by 2028. And mobile fraud just surged 146% across major banks in a single year. These aren't distant headlines. They're the blueprint for what's hitting your market next. And at Legacy Wealth Builders, Portia Lyons is already translating these signals into real strategies for sole proprietors like you. 3KEY Insights. First, conversational banking is coming whether you're ready or not. A Lagos startup called ChatPay just opened its public waitlist for a platform letting users send money and pay bills directly inside WhatsApp. No separate app. No friction. Just a message. Your clients already live inside messaging platforms. Meeting them there isn't a gimmick. It's becoming a competitive necessity. The question isn't if this reaches US markets. It's whether you'll be positioned to leverage it when it does. Second, mobile fraud is scaling faster than most businesses have priced in. A new BioCatch report reveals SMS scams targeting banks surged 146% in 1 year, while overall mobile fraud sessions climbed 67%. If your digital communication infrastructure, SMS verification, mobile payment tools, client-facing apps, isn't built on fraud-aware architecture, you're carrying operational risk you haven't accounted for. Cybersecurity isn't an IT problem anymore. It's a wealth management problem and a client retention problem. Third, Bitcoin is going institutional. And Japan just confirmed the timeline. Japan's financial services agency is actively considering allowing digital assets inside investment trusts and ETFs, potentially launching the country's first spot Bitcoin ETF by 2028. Japan has historically been conservative on crypto. This regulatory shift signals that institutional legitimacy for digital assets isn't a fringe conversation anymore. It's a planning conversation. THE takeaway. Here's your one action item today. Before your next client meeting, pull up your current digital communication tools and ask yourself honestly, are they fraud aware? And are they meeting clients where they actually spend their time? If the answer to either is no, that's your starting point. Adapting early isn't optional anymore. CTA. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmetas.xyz. And if you want a, I generated content like this for your business every single morning. Start your free trial at agentmetas.xyz.